Towards the beginning of Parshas Matos in Perek Lamed Aleph, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu that it's time to take revenge on Midian. And Moshe Rabbeinu gathers together the army to fight against Midian. And the Pasuk says that he took Anoshim. He took men, and Rashi says these were Tzadikim, that he only sent Tzadikim to fight against Midian. And to the extent that by the end of the war they were so victorious that the Pasuk tells us that not even one soldier fell in that war. Such Heilige Tzadikim that defeated Midian. The Medrash in Shir HaShirim explains what does it mean that they were such Tzadikim, and why was it that they were successful in such a way that not even one member of that army fell. So the Medrash says that they never put on their tefillin shel rosh before their tefillin shel yad. But because they never put on their tefillin shel rosh before their tefillin shel yad, Moshe praised them, and none of them fell in war, and they were so successful. And the obvious question is that the biggest incredible act? Every single one of us, we put on, that are men, we put on our tefillin shel yad before our tefillin shel rosh. Of course, we would never put on our tefillin shel rosh before our tefillin shel yad. Why is that the symbolism of their righteousness? What does that mean? What is that telling us? So I want to explain, based on an idea I saw in the Sfas Emes, by Parshas Zachar, by Amalek. When we defeated Amalek, so we know very famously that as we were victorious, Moshe Rabbeinu had his arms raised up to Shemayim. And whenever he lowered his arms, suddenly we were not winning anymore. And we only won the battle. And we defeated Amalek when Moshe Rabbeinu's arms were up in Shemayim. And Chazal already tell us, because that was a representation, that we were looking up to Shemayim and we're thinking about Hashem and davening. But Sfas Emes explains a different idea so beautifully. Sfas Emes explains that when we place our hands above our head, our hands are a kli ma'isim. Our hands represent action, what we do, how we live our lives. Our head is our mind. Our head is our thought process. Our head is what we think and what we feel. By putting our hands above our heads, what we're saying is that I'm going to do whatever the Ribbono Shel Olam tells me to do. I'm going to follow the will of Hashem. I put His will above my own. That it doesn't matter what I understand and what I don't understand. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells me to do, I do. And I understand whatever I ultimately really do in this world is because of Him. And therefore I put my hands over my head to say, even if I think differently, even if I feel differently, even if I have my own logic that I think is correct, the Ribbono Shel Olam is more important. And I recognize as well, if I'm going to be victorious in a war, it's not going to be based on my own action. It's going to be based on the Ribbono Shel Olam and the Ribbono Shel Olam's help, and the Ribbono Shel Olam runs the world. And by putting my hands over my head, I'm basically saying I'm completely mevatel my mind, my heart, my feelings to Hashem, and will do what He says always. And I know that He orchestrates the world always. And that's why we were victorious when Moshe's hands were above his head. So too, we could explain here, the Tefillin Shel Rosh represent a kiddush of our own mind. The Tefillin Shel Rosh represents that I'm thinking and I'm feeling. Tefillin Shel Yad are my mice and my actions. If one, God forbid, would put the Tefillin Shel Rosh on first, what we're saying is, my mind, my thoughts are what orchestrate my action. And therefore, I'm going to think about that, and hopefully that's going to fit with the Ribbono Shel Olam as well. But that comes first. By putting on the Tefillin Shel Yad first, that's a symbolism that I'm mevatel my action to Hashem. I'm mekadesh everything I do to Hashem. And secondly is how I think. And secondly is what I feel, which is also important. Hopefully we do understand and we want to connect to Hashem. But that comes second. As we say so famously by Kabbalah's Torah, Nasa v'nishma. First, I'm mevatel, I nullify myself to Hashem, I'll do whatever you say. Then I hope to understand as well. And therefore, this is what the Medrash Shir HaShirim is saying. You know, the righteousness of these soldiers, it was dependent on that they never put the Tefillin Shel Rosh before the Tefillin Shel Yad. They never put their thought process and their mindset and put their own feelings before that which Hashem wants. And we have to believe and understand that's where the victory of a war is going to come from. Because ultimately, are we stronger than the Midian? Seemingly not. We're victorious because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is by our side. And therefore it's not dependent ultimately on our action and our thoughts. It's dependent on Bimavatal to Hashem. And so too, each and every one of us need to believe that we're all B'tzivos Hashem, as Chabad made famous. We're all in the army of Hashem. And in everything we do, it's not only in war. Our success is based on HaKadosh Baruch Hu being by our side. Our success is based on following the will of Hashem. And we have to put His will above our own will. And we have to make sure that we always deeply understand that in everything that we do. And then we'll see, just like those tzaddikim, and that's what made them tzaddikim. Not even one fell, so to us, each and every one of us, will have hatzlach in all of our lives, in everything that we do, with our own families, with our parnasa, with our children, in shiduchim. We'll only be zoicher simcha and bracha every moment in life. Have a beautiful Heilige Shabbos Kodesh.